The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. How y'all doing this beautiful evening? LA County supervisors want gun register. I want a gun registry, insurance, and storage mandated for gun owners. Now, let's just break this down, because this is the flaw of the left-wing people who try to confuse you into pushing communism. What is the motive for guns being registered and insured? And maintenance or is mandatory that it's stored. What is the theory behind that? Because if you're worried about gun violence, then what is gun registry going to do for gun violence? What is insuring your gun going to do for gun violence? Storing your gun is inconsequential in the guns that are used in committing crimes. So what exactly are they trying to do? If you ask me, they're trying to push you closer and closer and closer to communism. Ultimately, they want to ban guns. That's pretty much what they want to do. And they figure this is another opportunity for them to gain a significant amount of revenue. Right? You know how many people own guns? You know how much gun registry is going to cost? They can price you out, eventually, price you out of owning a gun. How much would gun owner insurance cost? And then they want to mandate that you store your gun where? How much does a safe that's appropriate for the government, how much would that cost? They can make it so unreasonable that the average American cannot observe their Second Amendment right. Because the government cannot create laws that will make difficult or thwart any of your constitutional rights. So you can't create a law where the average person born cannot obtain God-given rights or retain. I wouldn't say obtain, you already got them. They can't retain God-given rights. That means you got to have a bunch of money in the bank for you to register a gun, insure that gun, and then pay for storage. I say it like this. I think the government could recommend these things that they felt like it would be better for the human populace, but to mandate these things by law, in my opinion, is absolutely nutty and is wrong. They're not basing any of this stuff on legitimate statistics, in my opinion. You rarely hear about people getting murdered in the middle of the street because somebody didn't have their gun insured. A drive-by shooting because somebody didn't have their gun registered. Or how many people are taking guns from law-abiding citizens from their houses, and that's the gun that's used? Very rarely. But for the government to make you is the problem. Not for the government to suggest that you should, not for the government to push propaganda to encourage you to, but to make you, it's completely asinine, in my personal opinion. Derek Chauvin's ex-wife says that he ruined her life but she support bid to overturn conviction. And it, which is, that sounds like a pretty normal, fair statement. Let me read this article to you. Her name is Kelly. Kelly Chauvin is 48-year-old woman. At least I hope she's a woman. A former beauty pageant queen has remained quiet since Chauvin's knelt on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes, resulted in a death and his death and sparking nationwide protest. Have I been in contact with him? No, I've moved on, is what she said. Chauvin told, that's kind of bad. Chauvin told the DailyMail.com for an article published Monday after the outlet tracked her down in Wisconsin. Speaking about the incident about George Floyd and her husband, Chauvin said, it ruined my life, but I'm doing good. It's just something that you have to deal with. I don't know how you found me. This isn't even my house. However, she also said that she has been unable to find work due to threats. Chauvin was sentenced to more than 2 decades in prison for murder, manslaughter, and federal charges for violating George Floyd's civil rights. Last month, he appealed the state conviction, arguing that he was unable to receive a fair trial. When asked about whether she supports Chauvin's appeal, his ex-wife also told the Mail, most definitely. And then it says the reporter followed up by asking whether she thought that the trial was unfair, and she said, definitely. She declined to answer any more questions from the reporter. I think you're trying to get into some questions that I don't want to answer. I'm sorry, I can't say more, she said in response. But I think that, you know, I think George Floyd was an idiot as well. It's Derek Chauvin. I think Derek Chauvin was wrong, but I also think he did not get a fair trial. I mean, the biggest case in the world. They plastered this all over the news. That dude, like you said, his wife can't even get a job. And I've never seen a single picture of his wife. But probably because of her name, she'll never get a job anywhere. And you think he got a fair trial? You know, I think he was an idiot. Definitely should not be a police officer. Should have lost his job for what he did. I think he should be held responsible to a certain degree for George Floyd's ultimate death. But you can't rule out the fact that George Floyd ingested fatal amounts of fentanyl. If Derek Chauvin would have done nothing, George Floyd, in my opinion, would still be dead. He was going to die with that amount of fentanyl that he ingested in the system. But I thought it was interesting that Chauvin's wife came out and made a statement and said that she moved on. She left him and moved on. He ruined her life. You know, that's kind of interesting, right? Because this is just my opinion. It seems like when a man mess up like that, women gone. When a woman mess up, the man be lingering around because he love and he want to support her. And she was, you know, my wife didn't do nothing wrong. But it seemed like when it's the other way around, sometimes some of these women ready to jump ship. She probably with another guy on the police department. No, I'm just kidding. Let me not say that, because that woman probably a good woman. And Chauvin is probably a dummy. But she married him. Anyway, I want to go over some other thing I was thinking about earlier. There was a shooting that occurred, I think it was in California. I can't remember. My wife sent it to me. And people say, you always talk about black people. It's just, black people do, not all, but groups of black people do the unbelievable. I have never seen such stupidity in my life from anybody. But a group of black folks that just, and they're everywhere, but it's not the majority of black people. It's like a small sect of black people who are the most ignorant people on planet Earth. This guy, some of these people will protest for anything. Now, when a black man get killed by another black man, they are MIA. They turn invisible. They literally turn into ghosts. But when a cop kill a black man, no matter what happened, they can muster up the energy to go out and protest and burn stuff and be foolish. This guy happened to be a double amputee. Now, just because your legs are amputated don't mean you're not mobile. You can't run, but you can definitely move. How do you know that, Mr. Tatum? Because the man was going around stabbing people. One of the men he stabbed is in critical condition as we speak. Running around stabbing people. Huntington Park, California. I feel like it's only in California where you see this. This happened in Huntington Park. Stabbing people. Now, the police respond. They surround him and they corner him. And he still don't drop the knife down. I don't know what he had intentions to do. Given the fact that they shot him and nobody, they won't show the body-worn camera footage where the shooting actually happened. I would almost argue that he probably was approaching a bench full of people or area full of people. He already showed the propensity to stab people. And so they shot and killed him. But you know who is out in the street right now wanting justice, suing the police department for this idiot that don't have legs, but he have enough gumption to try to stab and kill people. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
COVIDtaxrelief.org got a small retail business almost $80,000. COVIDtaxrelief.org got a manufacturing business nearly $250,000. And COVIDtaxrelief.org just got a large distribution business almost $900,000. If you run a business, a church, or a nonprofit and pay your employees through all or part of the pandemic, you could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee through the government's CARES Act. But beware of clickbait or pay upfront companies who make you do the work and take a huge percentage of your refund. COVIDtaxrelief.org receives a low reasonable commission only after you receive your refund. And with 300 CPAs and tax experts, no one is better at getting you the maximum benefit than COVIDtaxrelief.org. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org now because this plan expires soon. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org, COVIDtaxrelief.org. Refund examples are not a guarantee and not all businesses qualify. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got a special guest who needs no introduction, Dennis Prager. I want to make sure that we get him mic'd up, but I'll just give you the backstory on the reason why I want to bring Dennis Prager on to talk about these subjects. And if you don't know who Dennis Prager is, I don't even know if you should be listening to me. However, I'll give you just a quick background. Dennis Prager wrote many books. I got his book written on Genesis. If you know anything about PragerU, the 5-minute videos, the quick films that they put out, they got the kids channels. I mean, PragerU is just off the chain, and Dennis Prager is at the head of that. Well, Dennis Prager got attacked online, and I mean, I'm sure they wanted to attack him in person when he went to the university or Arizona State University. Now, I went to University of Arizona, which is a way better university than ASU. However, it's fitting for ASU to do something like this. It was supposed to be Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, and Robert Kiyosaki. I think that's how you say his name. He's the rich dad, poor dad gentleman that wrote the book that's selling out off the charts. But they were supposed to go there and give a speech. And if you're a college student, getting those three people in one room is epic. But for some reason, these leftist nuts, these kids are just growing up with no future, in my opinion, no intellectual future. And they're coming against Dennis. And I'm just going to give you a quote, and then I'm going to bring Dennis on. It says, Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk are purveyors of hate who have publicly attacked women, people of color, the LGBTQ community, as well as institutions of our democracy, including our public institutions of higher education. So because they said things that they don't agree with, they want to counsel them. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. Help me welcome Dennis Prager.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Dennis, what in the flying flip is going on at these universities where these kids cannot accept the difference of opinion?
Oh, it's not kids, it's professors. 35 professors said condemned the university for inviting us.
It was the professors, so it wasn't even the kids. It wasn't even the students. It was the professors?
That's right. Yeah, there may well be students, but they learn if there are, I don't know about it, and if there are, they learned it from the professors. 35 professors signed a statement that what you just read was from professors, that we are purveyors of hate. I've been on radio 40 years. I'd like to know what purveying of hate that I have ever done. My happiness hour, my male-female hour, my ultimate issues hour, my hours on raising children to be good people. Which hours exactly are hate? If you differ with the left, they smear you. That's all it is about. I've attacked women. The people who attack males every day as part of their whole curriculum, they're talking about people attacking women. It's evil. What am I going to say?
Dennis, I think that I don't even think that some of these individuals have actually taken the time to listen to any of what you've said, any of your radio show, any books that you've written. They haven't done anything. They literally, because your skin is white, Charlie Kirk's skin is white. I mean, I don't even think they even care about Robert. I think you guys are the biggest concern for them, that they are going to lump you into a category of being a hateful person, hating women, misogynist, and then they got to throw in that you hate people of color. It's not even that they hear you. They just lump you in because the color of your skin, and they project this because they disagree.
Well, during my talk, when I speak on tomorrow night's panel, I will in fact note the low intellectual level of these professors. You are entirely right. They I don't believe they have read one of my over 1,000 columns on the internet, half or a third of any one of my 9 books. You're entirely right. They don't know me from Adam. They only know I'm conservative and I have a large following. Therefore, I am a purveyor of hate. That is their simpleton brains. The left is and people don't know this as well as I do. The left is not only bad, the left is intellectually shallow. There's no such thing as a deep leftist. There are deep liberals, there are deep conservatives. No, there isn't. This is not a cute line, Brandon, I'm telling you. There is no such thing. If you become deep, you leave the left. These are shallow people, and they have perverted the university. And I will make this clear. Any one of the 35 who wants to come on my show, I will give them national exposure to tell me where exactly I am a racist. What they do is they go to Media Matters and other left-wing sites that lie about conservatives by extracting one sentence out of an entire hour monologue and then purveying that as the sum total of the person's outlook on life. That's all they did. They went to left-wing sites, cherry-picked some statements, and that is enough for them. They're shallow, and they're bad, and they're dangerous, and I will call them out tomorrow night. And any of your listeners that are in Arizona, please come. Go to DennisPrager.com. You can order tickets there. If we fill out the place, they get defeated.
100%. Y'all have to go there and get some tickets. I hate that I'm going to actually be at a Salem event in California tomorrow, or I would be there to support. You know, Dennis, you had made mention, and this is some of the things that you say, not specifically, but in general, that it's a slippery slope. The generations that are coming through are getting just completely brainwashed, because I thought, just glancing at this, and I tried to read it real quick, I thought that this had to have been students, and I guess wrong. But you know what, Dennis? These were students. And now they've grown up to become professors, and the brainwashing has now gotten to another level. And this is like the cycle that's happening. They start from children, they grow up through the system, they get brainwashed, manipulated, and then they become the professors. They become the leaders. And it is a shame.
Oh, by the way, there's another truth to what you said that you may not have even meant. These professors are children. Every single one of them is a child. That is exactly right. They don't grow up and confront what is painful, people who differ with them. They wish to live as a child does in a protected world. So, ironically, they are children.
And it's unfortunate. And be honest, Dennis, if they actually came and listened to you on Wednesday night, February the 8th, they would be able to mature past childhood and become mature adults that are learned and educated. Man, I love you, Dennis. Where can you tell them again, where can they go? I got 30 seconds. Yes, where can they go to buy these tickets?
It's at Arizona State University tomorrow night. You have to get tickets. And there's a direct link at DennisPrager.com for tomorrow night.
DennisPrager.com. All right. Love you, Dennis. I really appreciate you coming on.
Love you.
And standing up for truth.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Dennis Prager, y'all need to go see this. I absolutely despise the fact that I have to miss this event. It's right here on my home turf in the state of Arizona at ASU. Now, I don't like ASU because they trash, and Arizona's better than them, and Arizona beat them in football and basketball, and Arizona's just a better university. I don't know how anybody would go to ASU. If you haven't caught on to it, I went to the University of Arizona, which ASU is our biggest rival. And University of Arizona is just as stupid. You know, one of our guys showed me a picture of a gun-free zone, posted signs all over the university campus. Like, what do you think that's going to do? You think somebody with a gun is going to say, oh, man, I thought I was going to do a mass shooting at the University of Arizona at the what they call it, Hall Main. What they call it, Hall Main? Old Main. I said Hall Main. Lord Jesus. Old Main. They're going to do a shooting at Old Main. But God dang it, I got to put all of my plans away, and I got to put my AR away and walk away because it says it's a gun-free zone. I mean, I can't kill people in a gun-free zone. Shut up. Most people die in a gun-free zone. The worst place to be when a killer want to kill is in a place where they think nobody have a gun. All right. I think everybody on the radio has enough common sense to understand what that's all about. But y'all need to go to DennisPrager.com, DennisPrager.com, to get you some tickets. Get it now. I got to post this on my social media because I want everybody to go and support Dennis Prager and make these leftists cry even more, because they're not functional adult human beings. If you ask me, they're just wasting air because they're not productive. If you like, it's funny because this would be a telltale sign for you. Why don't conservatives do this? We think that leftists have the dumbest arguments. They have no point, and they're just a waste of time. But not one conservative university that I've ever heard of says, "Oh, we can't have that left winger coming to our school, spread hate to all of us." Because we know that anybody with common sense won't listen to them anyway. And if you get to asking them enough questions, you'll poke holes in their arguments, and their arguments will become irrelevant. That's what I want to, you know, add to this conversation, is that we don't do it to them. I couldn't care less. I remember when Hillary Clinton came to Arizona when she was running against Trump. Nobody cared. Nobody went to see Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump came. They all outside protesting and acting a fool. It's like, whoa. They all spoke at the convention center. When Hillary claimed nobody cared. And we think she a crook. And we think these people have terrible ideas. We believe these people are anti-God and they hate America and they're going to destroy this country if they had control of the country. But we're still not blocking them from speaking. Because we understand intellectually, it means they're just spewing garbage. We'll challenge them to a debate anytime, any day. Dennis challenged the professors. 37 out of the 47 of the professors. The Barrett facility members organized a petition to condemn the event. He said, any one of you 37 people, come on the show. Let's talk about it. I challenged him, show proof. When is Dennis Prager? They must got him mixed up with somebody else. They think they talking about Alex Jones or somebody, which I don't think Alex Jones is a racist whatsoever, but at least he's a lot more radical. Dennis Prager? Dennis Prager is one of the most wholesome people on the radio. He literally wrote a book on Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy. like, he's one of the most wholesome people you know. Like, what are y'all even talking about? That he attacks women. And I don't know, I guess I can say this. The CEO of PragerU is a woman. What are y'all even saying? He does a show with a young lady, I think it's once a week, featuring a young up-and-coming female intellect on a show, Julie Hartman. And I had a chance to meet her on the Zoom the other day. Him and Julie have a show together. What are y'all even talking about? Then they talk about people of color. Amala is a featured person on PragerU. I've done Prager videos. I've lost count of how many black people have done 5-minute videos for PragerU. What are y'all talking about? But, you know, I have never heard Dennis come out and say anything. I be saying stuff. I ain't gonna lie. I be going crazy. Sometimes I think I'm gonna get fired off this show. But Dennis is always, you know, even keel on certain things. I never hear him bash anybody from the LGBTQ community. I never heard Dennis do that. He speaks with facts. And if you want to compare it, can a man be a woman? He'll tell you intellectually what the truth is. Let me get to Relief Factor. If you are looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day and it works. So give it a try. Don't make me talk about Relief Factor every day and you ain't buying it. Get on there, check it out, read the reviews, do your research. I'm telling you that it worked for me. So many other people that it have worked for, you will join over 500,000 people that have decided to use Relief Factor. So give it a try. 3-week quick starter for $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or you can call the number 800-4-RELIEF. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing, towels that actually dry you. Their 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a 6-piece set for only $49.99 with promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set off MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter code Brandon or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Make sure you go on to MyPillow.com and get you some pillows. Not pillows. You can still get pillows. No, I think I'm telling you guys about the pillows. Am I? I don't remember. Let me see if the deal is the pillows or is the towels. Let's see. Oh, no. It's the pillows. Yep. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I almost forgot because I know I told you guys about this. I was telling another group of people about this, but I just want you to know that MyPillow, Mike Lindell, has now launched the new MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything that you could ever imagine or wanted in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he's discovered new technology that makes it even better. I don't know how these pillows are going to get better than what they were. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable feel of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulated thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow that you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with my promo code Brandon. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulated technology is 100% made in USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and Make sure you get buy one, get one free offer by using promo code Brandon or call 800-976-8379. Go in there and get them pillows, get buy one, get one free. I'm going to be in full transparency. I'm about to get mine in the mail here soon, and I'm going to tell you exactly how they feel. This is what they say they feel like. I'm going to tell you exactly how they feel. Because the first my pillow is off the chain. Little baby pillows in the pillow. How you put baby pillows in the pillow so when you lay on it, it literally adjusts to where wherever position your head is in. I ain't going to lie. I thought these my pillows are all right. And then I got them, and I say, you know, Mike Lindell was on to something. I don't just like him because he's conservative. My pillow, they actually doing some real stuff. So make sure you go to MyPillow.com and get your stuff. Donald Trump. Here, I'm finna get on Donald Trump. For all you, if you're in a cult, don't listen to me. If you are a person who is open-minded and you are open to criticize any conservative or Democrat, no matter, you know, what side of the aisle you land on, you're willing to criticize people where criticism is due. Donald Trump is attacking DeSantis again. It's nauseating to think that Donald Trump is attacking DeSantis. And guess what he's attacking him over? A picture, allegedly, of Ron DeSantis at a party when he was in his 20s teaching at a high school and these girls in their 18s. In the 18s, you can. So, according to the article that I'm reading right here from the, what article is this? Daily Mail. The Daily Mail, according to the article, supposedly Ron DeSantis was had just let me read this because I don't want to mess it up. It says Ron DeSantis, which he's 44 now, taught history and government at the Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, during the 2001-2002 year. He was fresh out of Yale at the time, and students describe him as smart, smug, charismatic, and a joke. And go on to talk about how, you know, there's a picture of him. And it looked like there's some girls in the picture. And he just hanging out. Donald Trump grabbing him by the nookie. And you mad at, just, let me just say this. I'm going to go back real quick. Why is Donald Trump even worried about Ron DeSantis right now? Well, I know why he's worried. But if he wasn't worried, according to probably his logic, then he shouldn't be saying things like this about DeSantis. Let's say hypothetically that Ron DeSantis was at a party with underage girls, and I say underage meaning that he's in his 20s and they're under 20 or 18. That's a bad look. But where does it say that he did anything to any of these women? Where is a person coming out and saying that they were raped by Ron DeSantis, or that he grabbed them in the place they didn't want to be grabbed in? And you got to go all the way back to some picture, I don't know how many years ago. And Donald Trump, like, bro, you got divorces? You cheating on women? You on a camera, hot mic, talking about grabbing people out of nookie? Donald, just stop, bro. You already came out against DeSantis on the premise of him being pro-vax. You are pro-vax. You are pro-vax. You are the vaccine pro. You are the administration that created or at least rolled out the vaccines. You remember Operation Warp Speed? Donald Trump. Now, I'm not even tripping with you. Why are you messing with him about it? And you the king of kings when it comes to vaccines. You the one was on Candace's show talking about asking Candace, did you get vaccinated? Donald Trump said on her podcast, the people that are dying are the people that are unvaccinated. He said it's the greatest invention of mankind was this vaccine. One of the greatest inventions of mankind was this vaccine. The one that most conservatives are arguing of killing people. People are passing out. Athletes dropping dead. And Donald Trump said that was the greatest invention of mankind. One of the greatest inventions of mankind. But then he talking about Ron DeSantis is a problem when it comes to vaccines. Then he grabbing him by the nookie, cheating on his wife, doing all kind of stuff. Ron DeSantis' resume is killing your resume, Trump. His resume is all over you. And he served in the military. He graduated from Yale. The man got a resume down the street. Don't go after the man's personality. You should leave him alone until he gets in the race, and then you can go after his policies. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
You have the right to remain silent, but it's better if you chop it up with Brandon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I have to say that I'm confused at what Donald Trump is doing right now. I'm just confused, and I am upset. I do get upset sometimes because I feel like we need you the most, bro. You choking. We in the Super Bowl, and you choking. You throwing interceptions for no reason. It's like Ron DeSantis isn't your enemy. He's not even running for president currently. It just looks bad. I don't even care if Trump is right. DeSantis ain't said nothing about Trump. It just makes one person look childish and the other person look mature, even though Ron haven't said anything. He just automatically takes precedent and leadership over Donald Trump because he didn't say anything. He's not entertaining it. He got business to take care of. This is the problem with Trump. He don't understand that, like, you like the ex-girlfriend. No matter if it was your fault or not, which I don't think necessarily it was Trump's fault that he wasn't in 2020. I think they cheated, but nor here nor there. You've been out of the game for a couple years. You have not been legislating. You have not been doing anything. The world has gone on, and COVID and all this other stuff has happened, and you have been on True Social. Ron DeSantis is building a resume of things he's actually doing today. Donors are saying, and I'm talking about donors that have donated millions to Trump. They're saying they're worried about today, tomorrow, not today, yesterday. Donald Trump's accomplishments were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Ron DeSantis is actively accomplishing things today. Florida is becoming a better place today. And I'm not saying this is Trump's fault. You don't want to attack and draw attention to the man while he got the hot hand. What exactly are you accomplishing? I'm not going to turn on. I don't care about no. I want the best man to win. I ain't that loyal that I vote for a person that I don't think will win. I won't do it. But when you're coming out and you're trying to challenge the character of a man who is married, as far as I know, Ron DeSantis has been married once. As far as I know, Ron DeSantis has no scandals. As far as I know, nobody's investigating Ron DeSantis for classified information. Ron DeSantis has never been impeached. Ron DeSantis don't have women coming out saying he raped them. Whether that's true or not, they ain't saying it. Ron DeSantis got an education that is beyond most normal people in America. Graduating from Yale is a tremendous accomplishment. Teaching, military experience. I mean, this is the person that you don't want to attack. You want to lift him up and still give people a reason to believe that you're better. Hold the phone. I'll continue this conversation after the break.
Is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. It is funny to me because I know that there's some people that don't like what I have to say about Trump. It's funny because some people would defend Trump to the bitter end. It's like, I'm not defending attacking another conservative who's probably the biggest conservative in the game. It just makes you look bad. Y'all not in a beef. You just throwing shots, and he ain't even thought about you one time. At least is what it appears. Maybe he is mad that Trump is saying this. But publicly, he haven't said anything about Trump. Trump is literally sneak dissing on Truth Social, on a platform he created that is nowhere near as big of a platform as Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. It's just not a good look, man. It's like some people believe he legitimately lost the election. Some people don't. Regardless, he ain't the president. And you ain't even on social media. You're on True Social. And the reason that you're not probably going to go on social media because you got a financial interest in True Social. So you can't go on other social media platforms. And they know you can't. So they're going to say, we're going to lift the ban and allow Trump back on Twitter. Well, you know he can't go on Twitter, but it just makes him look bad because it's going to expose that it's the financial interest. It's not the American people that he's concerned with at this point. And that may be contractual. That may not be his fault. I mean, he decided to go start his own network, which I have mixed emotions about. There's already 100 of them out there. Why start a new one? Unless you know with the influence you have, you're going to generate a lot of income if you did your own. Anyway, let me get some callers in. I hate to say it, man. It's almost like I'm turning on Trump. It's like he just disgusts me with some of the things that he's doing. I used to really think very highly of Trump, and now I'm just like, bro, you tripping. You really tripping right now. You really like seem desperate. You really seem insecure. You really seem narcissistic. These things you really seem like. And that's not what I remember Trump being like. I don't remember Trump being like this. Maybe I'm tripping, but I don't remember him being this weird and petty. You know, if it wasn't for me, Ron DeSantis wouldn't be president. But then he called him a globalist. Well, if it wasn't for you, a globalist, I mean, not president, he wouldn't be governor. If it wasn't for you, a globalist wouldn't be a governor. Okay, what are you saying, bro? I mean, you're pretty much saying you messed up. But then you're trying to take credit for his success, but then calling him a bad person. And it's like you supported a bad person and you the one got him in the office and he has control now because of you. And when did you know he was a bad person? When you lied to the world and said you supported him? Or did you feel like he was a bad person after you supported him? And which one is it? All right, I'm going to get some callers in. Let me go with Chuck from Clinton, South Carolina. Chuck, welcome to the Oz Tatum Show. Chuck, welcome to the Oz Tatum Show. We got Chuck or he's gone?
You there?
I think I hear him now. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I just thank God putting you in all of our lives. And I appreciate everything you do and say. I guess I'm a little concerned that we're having this infighting that the left has to pay for. This is what conservatives and Republicans always do. And when I was listening to you talk about Trump's resume and DeSantis' resume, Ron DeSantis has won a state championship. Donald Trump won the national championship, he won the Super Bowl. The whole world was a kinder, gentler place when he was there. DeSantis' family's not been investigated for 7 years. There's for you to say Trump's irrelevant. They're now bringing in balloons that happened during Trump's. I don't like what he does either. I guess what I would encourage everybody to do is let's don't focus on that. Let's focus on, especially from the New York Daily News. Let's don't focus on that stuff. Let's keep focusing on the other. Donald Trump's resume as a president is unmatched in American history. Roe v. Wade got overturned because of the Supreme Court justices that he picked. And I've told you before, I voted not for Donald Trump in the primary. I didn't. I voted for Dr. Ben Carson. And I hoped and prayed that Donald Trump would be a decent president. But he's done more for conservative America and more for the world. And Ron DeSantis has done great things for Florida. But this man, him and his family have been haunted by the FBI, the CIA. I don't know what he does. I know he throws lots of grenades to the side to distract what he's actually doing. I would just encourage us to try to keep everybody on the same team. And I'm with you.
Truck,
if I could talk to him tonight, I'd tell him the same thing.
Right. I think we agree. I'm not negating what he did, but it's like, why is he causing infighting? It ain't the left don't have to do it. Trump is doing it.
Yes, sir.
He's creating infighting.
But I wouldn't consider him irrelevant right now because he still makes.
I never said he was irrelevant. I don't believe I said he was irrelevant.
I just think maybe he's irrelevant.
He's what?
He's still being investigated for the things he did as a president. And I guess what I'm saying is Ron DeSantis' resume might be great for the people of Florida, but Ron DeSantis ain't done nothing for the people of the rest of this country or the world. He hasn't had a chance. Governor of the state of Florida.
Right, he hasn't had a chance. Like, before Trump became president, Trump didn't have a chance to do what he was able to do. So he didn't have a resume either as a governor or anything. But when he had the chance to be the president, I felt like he did a really good job. However, does Trump believe that he did a good job? Because why is he attacking DeSantis? And DeSantis haven't even put his name in the race. And Trump is going after DeSantis.
I don't understand it. I guess what I'm saying is maybe we don't really focus on that right now because we're doing what the left wants us to do is tear each other apart. And I mean, I don't know who I'll vote for if those two run against each other. You know, I just know that the conservative side of the world always seems to self-destruct each other, and the left always seems to stick together. And Joe Biden said things about Kamala Harris and then picked her for his running mate. You know, it's like they figured out we just seem to be slow to the game.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, thank you so much for the call. I tend to agree with most of what you said. You know, I mean, we got to think of this, too. I mean, he just completely decimated a few Republican prospects when he was running for president, but then they became friends after a while. So I agree that there's some infighting that's unnecessary, but I feel like that I need to comment on what's going on and criticize where criticism is due, because I just don't understand why Trump is doing what he's doing. It's confusing to me because, you know, I want people to understand, like, what happened in 2016 was 2016. You know, it's like these people that make a hit record. If you are not continually growing and building and improving, you will be a one-hit wonder. That means that you'll make a hit, you'll make a splash, everybody loved you. And then somebody else is going to take your place because you are not improving. And when it comes to Donald Trump, it's like, dude, We saw what happened in 2016, when you were the president and all this, and you didn't do everything great, but you did a lot of good things. Now, they screwed you in 2020 somewhat because I think they did some cheating, but I think a lot of people didn't vote for Trump in 2020. Like everybody I know that's at the Cigar Lounge. And it's just, you know, maybe 20, 30 people. They voted for Trump, but they didn't vote for him the second time. So he kind of had a little downhill path to a certain degree when he was going into 2020, which gave some votes to Joe Biden, which I don't even know how anybody would vote for Joe Biden. However, you got to then move forward and improve and build on the future. So the things that were problematic in 2020, Donald Trump, I want to see him improve on those things and say, okay, I don't have to argue with people. I can be more presidential, but still keep the same mindset. I can still get things done, but I don't have to display it the way I've been doing it. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. A Salem News Channel will offer live anchor coverage on the State of the Union tonight, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern from Washington, D.C. We'll bring you President Joe Biden's speech uninterrupted and then the Republican response. Immediately following will be an in-depth analysis from the Salem News Channel personalities such as Mike Gallagher and others. Live coverage begins tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern and 7:30 p.m. Central on Salem News Channel. Go to salemnewschannel.com or download the app by using the same name, Salem News Channel. Load it on your Apple or Android device or your Roku. Just type in Salem News Channel into the search bar. Bookmark it now. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com to watch live coverage of the State of the Union mess. That's what I would call it, the mess, or distress, or one of them. All right, let me get a couple people in here. Let me go with Noah from San Diego. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. Donald Trump, you know, he's losing that momentum with Republicans. As you can see in, you know, in the 2020 election, you know, it was a complete turnoff. You know, there was some shady stuff going on, but I think it was more of a turnoff with traditional Republicans and moderates. So I believe that, you know, the Republican Party needs like a unified figure like Ron DeSantis. And the fact that, you know, Donald Trump is attacking Ron DeSantis, you know, Ron DeSantis has, you know, the resume of what Republicans are looking for. And, you know, Donald Trump, you know, he did a lot of great things in the past, but you know, as president, I liked him. I was a Donald Trump supporter. But, you know, over time, I just realized, you know, the words that he says is just a complete turnoff for Republicans. And, you know, we just need that unified, you know, person in the Republican Party to, you know, just bring people together or bring the party together. And then most, in the end, bring the United States together, bring Democrats and Republicans together, and unify this country. We're tired of the rhetoric and all the, you know, just the provocative, you know, talking points and all the, it comes down to, you know, just hate, you know, what Donald Trump says, and eventually it's just going to turn up. And, you know, Democrats love to see us, you know, but yeah, no, that's my thoughts on, you know.
Yeah. Noah, thank you so much for calling. Like, your phone was breaking out just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I want people to understand this. You know, I think Donald Trump is losing the momentum if the momentum has not already been lost completely. And you got to think, I don't think Ron DeSantis, I don't think Donald Trump will work with Mitch McConnell and any of these people. I think Ron DeSantis will, and I also think they'll work with him. You can only be polarizing so much before you end up isolating yourself to where you can't work with anybody anymore. You know, and I think that happened around the country in the midterms. All of these polarizing pro-Trump people that just bash the Republicans in their own state, people just got turned off and decided not to vote. I would never do that. I'll vote for Republican no matter what, unless you get caught with child porn or something, then I'll never vote for you. But, you know, as long as you're reasonable and you win the nomination, I'm voting for you. You're a Republican. You're better than a Democrat, even if I don't think you're that good. But I think Donald Trump is going to struggle. Wait till the big money people come out. There has been, the top Republican donors have said they are not supporting Trump this time. And they supported Trump last time. They gave millions of dollars to Trump. And they said, we're not supporting him anymore. I could have just saw, my producer sent me an article yesterday. It's probably in the other stack. But it had alluded to one of the biggest prolific Republican donors with the most money said they are not supporting Trump this time. So not only is the money not going to be there, the unity is not going to be there. And somebody like Ron DeSantis, who's very popular, is going to have an opportunity to have a chance at the United States of America as the president. All right, let me get to a couple more people. Joe from Philly, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, my friend. Hey, hello. Can you hear me, my friend? Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, because I've been catching your show lately, you know what I mean, with the cop thing and all that going on. Just when did you have your epiphany? Was it like after the, you know, he can grab and touch people when he wanted to, after he got impeached, after he, you know, what, lost a couple of elections? Did you lose, you know, faith in my man, you know, Donald Trump? Because he's going to take your entire party down. Don't think that he isn't. You guys are in the biggest mess. And you don't even see what's coming. He's going to litigate. He's going to take them to court. He's going to, yeah, and you're all conservatives. You watch. But I just want to know you had your epiphany.
Well, Joe, I think that you're wrong. I think that when you have a person who said, when you're rich, you grab them and they let you, that's a different story. Do you know, I mean, and I'm assuming that you're an honest man, you know what he's talking about. And so I don't count that.
Did you have your epiphany then? No, right. I understand that, but I'm just.
Because I don't think it's a problem.
When did you have your epiphany? When did you start turning against Trump? When did you say now that Trump is bashing DeSantis, why can't he bash him?
Joe, lower your voice, man. You're talking to a man on the phone, all right? Just lower your voice real quick, and I can explain it. I don't think it's an epiphany. I would say that I began to be turned off by Donald Trump when he started to attack DeSantis. When he just started to attack DeSantis.
Losing the elections or just now? Are you not listening,
Joe?
Joe, I'm listening. I'm trying not to laugh.
It doesn't matter if you laugh or not. You know, who you vote for? Oh, okay, he must not be online. Is he hung up? Who did you vote for?
Me? I voted for Biden. Yeah.
All right. You ain't got no room to talk. Now, let me just answer this question because he kept talking over me. Let me just answer the question. When Donald Trump said, I like to grab them, when you're rich, you can grab them by the nookie and they let you. That means zero to me. I don't think that, to me, that was a man talking to other men on a bus in a private conversation. I have said way worse than what he is. I've never done that because I ain't never been rich enough to do that. But if, you know, I've said things like that. I've talked about women. You know, when I was in college, a girl send you a picture of her, you know what? You show it to everybody in the locker room. Come on, man. Like, that didn't faze me. I didn't think that was anything other than homeboy being a man. And I'm not saying you got to do that as a man, but I'm saying men do that. The people that was the most upset with him, they be talking about way worse than that. So it wasn't that crazy to me. He went on to become one of the best presidents that we've ever had. People that got to forget about that. But then there were turmoil that happened, and I knew that the Democrats, I got to go to the break. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm going to finish the conversation about Donald Trump. The gentleman called in, just like a leftist, completely rude and ignorant. He talking about Donald Trump, and Joe Biden is as crooked as you could call him. You think Donald Trump is doing something? Joe Biden and Hunter Biden got porn on his laptops with snorting coke off people. He got to pay the big man 10%. He's speaking about his father doing deals with foreign governments, using his power as the vice president. He should go to prison. Donald Trump has done nothing near what Biden has done in the Biden family. But anyway, you know, somebody voted for Biden, you know, I lose respect for them almost instantly. But let's go back to Trump, and I got a couple of callers calling in about it. It's like Donald Trump was doing so good, and I thought he did tremendous. I mean, he had everybody voting for him. I mean, everybody supporting him. I mean, I thought he was doing really good. And then COVID happened, and things started to go astray a little bit. And then he lost the election, and a lot of us still supported him. But, you know, you got to think, he made some crucial mistakes in the meantime. Like, for instance, I don't think they can find him responsible for the Capitol situation. They're not. He literally told him not to do it. But was it smart for you to get out there and say, they stole the election from your president? They stole the election. They stole the election. They stole the election. They stole the election. What do you want people to do? I'm just saying, what do you want them to do? Just protest? Protesting is not going to change the fact they took the election from you. What are you asking people to do? And you're sitting here doing it right in front of the Capitol building. All it takes is a few nuts to go and do something, and they're going to blame you. It's common sense. Me and my wife, people are like, you're going to go down on January 6th? I said, no. I'm not going down there and getting involved in none of that. I'm not going there with a gun, and I have no intention to take over the Capitol. I'm not finna go in there and get caught up in something I ain't got no intention to be involved in. Thirsty. People are thirsty for it till they go down there, and now they in jail right now. It's like, man, I'm not going down there to do that unless I had something really planned and I was going to really take action. I'm not doing that. And I'm not going to go down there and be half in on it. I'm not doing none of that stuff. That stuff is foolery. They're not going to just let you breach the Capitol. You think you're going to stop the election? You'll get killed, bruh. They're not going to just let you do it. And are you really ready? Are you really about it? You about it, and that's on you. Are you willing to do that jail time? Because I don't know how many legal fees that Donald Trump paid for people that went in there. Not saying that he have to, but I haven't heard of any legal fees that he paid. Maybe he did. But regardless of that, dude, you're like giving them ammo. You're giving them ammo. Then they catch the classified stuff at his place. You're giving them ammo. Then you're coming out against DeSantis, and that's when it turned for me because I'm like, oh, no, bro, you don't care about us. You ain't thinking about us. Because if you were thinking about us, man, you would be doing better than this. If you were thinking about us, you'd be trying to unite people instead of dividing them. If you were thinking about us, you wouldn't be launching NFTs. It's like, yeah, I get it, bro, but you ain't thinking about us. And something somebody said, I don't know if they want me to say their name. I don't know if they're going to get no backlash. But just in the break, we were talking about it. And the perception that I get is that I can get all the policies, and this is what was said to me, and I think it was a brilliant point. I can get all of the policies that Trump have without the drama? Really? Really? Somebody who's younger? Really? Then forget, Donald Trump going to be old when he become president. Anyway, I got so much other to say about it, but I want to hear from you guys. Let me go with Dave from Jackson, Mississippi. Dave, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
I'm going to get it. Hey, how you
welcome
doing?
Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
I just wanted to say, when it comes to Trump, I don't think, you know, he's a good candidate or has ever been a good candidate. I called him winning, didn't vote for anybody because everybody was trash, but I called him winning because his tactic, right, is to stay in the media, whether it's talking crap, doing something outrageous at a rally or whatever. He uses media outlets to promote for him. So he's on every news channel, CNN, NBC, you name it, ABC, whatever, and they're talking about him all day long, up and down. That's how he won. He had unlimited promotions, which money can't pay for, because every TV, like I said, every broadcasting program or network was focused on him. As for he's not qualified, that man has been found to rape women. He's been a womanizer.
You say he was found to? He was found to? Hold on. Hold the phone. I got to go to the break. But found to rape people? I don't think that's accurate. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day with a glass of water, and it makes me feel amazing. And now, I'll be honest with y'all, I got to double up on the Relief Factor because I was just doing a one. I got to do 2-3 now because I did some squats for the first time in like 2 years and I can't walk. And so I need some of that Relief Factor to kick in and make me feel better. And I'm confident that Relief Factor would do that. And I'm confident that Relief Factor would do it for you. 100% drug free. Get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. The 3-week quick starter for $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call that number 800-4 Relief. That is 800-4-RELIEF.
Oh, she didn't bat an eye as I packed my bags to leave.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
This video is brought to you by MyPillow. I said this video. Welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. My brain is farting, boy. I've been doing so many videos that it's like autopilot. So this radio broadcast This hour of the show, or this segment of the show, is brought to you by the MyPillow and MyPillow 2.0. You know, I didn't think whatsoever that Mike Lindell could get a better pillow. That's why he's been doing it for 20 plus years with virtually the same pillow. I didn't think he could get any better. Now he then came out with a MyPillow 2.0. Literally came out with a pillow that's even better than the best pillow that I've ever slept on. So the MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable feel of the original MyPillow and is now with a brand new fiber or fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow that you will ever buy. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free if you put in discount code Brandon. MyPillow 2.0 is temperature regulated, or temperature regulating technology. The temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and get the buy one, get one free offer. Enter code Brandon or call 800-976-8379. Let me say that again, 800-976-8379 to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. The caller there was calling in and looked like he hung up. But, you know, I don't know why people can't just be honest. You cannot like Trump and say all these things, but you say he was raping people. Like, when did he get convicted of rape? Like, God dang, you ain't got to make up stuff. Just say he was accused of raping people. Okay, we got it. You ain't got to go that far. The man didn't rape nobody. But I do think that it's not looking good for him. I can feel it. Like, I mean, I don't know if you guys can feel it, Nick. If you can you do a poll on YouTube where we do a poll of if the election were today, would you vote for? Who would you vote for? And then Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump? I want to see what this looked like. When we used to do this, and it's hundreds of thousands of people participated in this poll on my YouTube channel, and they're conservative, so it's rare that leftists will be involved in this. And every since I can remember, Donald Trump has been leading by like 55-60 points. I mean, you know, 55-60%. And then when he attacked DeSantis way back when, after the midterms, Donald Trump has lost every single poll that I've done on every single platform that I've done it on. I just had one of my friends, she did a poll just recently on all of her social media platforms, and Ron DeSantis beat Trump in every poll on all of her platforms. Courtney from Vegas. She, you know, so I'm just throwing it out there, man. Anyway, let me, and I remember I did this to the callers. I said, hey, call in who you support. Now, I did a tally. Donald Trump destroyed Ron DeSantis by like 8-2. And now 90% of the calls are in favor of Ron DeSantis over Donald Trump. Let me get to a couple of you guys. Curtis from San Francisco, California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. Pleasure speaking with you. So just a couple points on Trump. You say that Trump will not cross the aisle and work with people like Mitch McConnell. And I would have to say that is absolutely a great thing, because Mitch McConnell is deep state. We don't have two-party system in the United States. We have a uniparty. You know, it's two different sides of the same coin. And we need to clean up the deep state. And there's only one person that's capable, that even sees it, that's going to show it to the people, and that's Trump. He's exposing the deep state, and he's taking on the deep state. And if we want to save America, we need to take down the deep state. That's what this movement is all about. And you are wrong about Trump losing momentum. Every rally that he's done recently, he packs the stadium, and he has overflowing crowds outside. So his support is off the charts as we speak.
Curtis, let me interject. Let me interject just real quick. Now, sure. Maybe his rally support is not losing steam, but his support for the presidential bid is losing steam. He's losing support there.
Which
is fine. I mean, we can agree to disagree.
Polls are lies. Polls are lies. You know that, but you say you've done your own poll. I don't know. I don't know if you've done your own poll, but polls are lies.
I did. Look on my YouTube. Hold on. Look on my YouTube channel. You don't have to guess. You can just go to my YouTube channel, The Officer Tatum, go to the community tab, and all of my polls that I've done are archived right there. You can see them, and you can see how many people voted.
I'll take a look at that, but our country and the world is in big trouble. They're stealing elections all over planet Earth. They just stole it in Brazil from Bolsonaro. They stole it from Trump in 2020. They just stole it from Kerry Lake. They're injecting people with a poison COVID-19. I know it sounds crazy. Keep watching. The truth is coming out on that.
But Donald Trump is the president who introduced the vaccine. You know, but Donald Trump introduced the vaccine.
If he didn't introduce it, he passed Operation Warp Speed, which allowed pharmaceutical companies to bypass a lot of regulations and get it done quickly.
Okay,
but if he didn't do that, the deep state was going to lock us down for 10 years. And that would have been a far worse option. Well, you can laugh.
I don't believe they're going to lock us down for 10 years. I mean, deep state don't have the ability to lock us down while Trump is the president.
You do know they steal elections everywhere. I mean, you do know that, right? They stole it from Kerry Lake. They stole it from Trump. They stole it from Bolsonaro.
But they didn't. They didn't steal it. They didn't steal it in Georgia. They didn't steal it in Georgia. They didn't steal it in Nevada. They didn't steal it in a lot of these other states.
They steal elections, correct?
Well, I know that they cheat in elections. I do know that they do that.
Well, yeah, and cheating equals stealing.
Well, not unless you lose, and they cheated on top of you losing.
Mitch McConnell is deep state. His wife is the lame chow.
Curtis, let me just throw this in there. I'm not saying that you have to agree with Mitch McConnell. What I'm saying is that if Mitch McConnell is in office, you at some point you gotta work together. You can't just say.
I want to see him arrested and go to prison. That's what I want to see.
Okay, Curtis, I got to go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and you hear me talk about it every day on the show. Why do you talk about Relief Factor every single day on the show? It's not just because they support the show. It's because it's good. It works. I literally take it, and it works. I mean, that's the one thing that I love about Salem, and I love about my radio show. I can literally allow companies to support me and support companies that actually do good work. And Relief Factor is one of those companies that actually produce a product that works. And most of the people, and I'll say this, I've never heard of a person that didn't say that Relief Factor works, but I haven't talked to every single person that take Relief Factor. However, everybody I know, including myself, have taken Relief Factor and it works tremendously. And if you are interested, go to relieffactor.com or call the number 804-RELIEF.
Baby, let me change my mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. All right, let me get a couple callers in. You got to be quick. Running out of time in the last segment. Jessica from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thanks so much. It's such an honor to talk to you. I just wanted to say that I voted for somebody else in the primaries in 2016. I did not vote for Trump. However, when it came down to Trump versus Hillary, 100% Trump. Again, Trump versus Biden, 100% Trump. I would not vote for Trump in the primary in 2024. And my mom, who's love Trump, is now so mad at what he's doing at DeSantis. I agree with you. I think he's losing steam.
Jessica, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. I just wonder how many people are actually upset with DeSantis. I did the poll right now, and it seemed like Trump is winning the poll with the first 1,800 people that have answered to the poll. But we'll see over time what that end up looking like. But I'm telling you, for me, I'm telling you, unless I get more information that Ron DeSantis is some weirdo, I would vote for Ron DeSantis in the primary. I would. And, you know, somebody's going to say, yeah, but man, you taking pictures with Donald Trump and all this, and because I liked Donald Trump and I thought he was, you know, he had done a great job and I thought he was a great president. But I don't think it will be in the future. I don't see my future with Donald Trump being the president. If he was, oh well. If he makes it past the primary, I'm voting for him. Any Republican make it past the primary, I'm voting for them, and I will support them as the president. But I don't need to. I have no desire to go take a picture with Ron DeSantis. I have no desire to. And I wanted to take a picture with Donald Trump. So it's not that I like one over the other. It's just that I really have no. I just want the best man to win. I want a good man to run this country. Somebody that can be respectable. And you don't have to kiss Mitch McConnell's butt. But at the same time, you got to at least be able to leverage Mitch McConnell to follow our side. You can't just say, oh, we don't, Mitch McConnell is a dragon. And then you go in an election and he don't give no money. Look at Mitch McConnell. He don't support none of the candidates. It's like, well, bro, you just said he was a deep state lunatic. And then you want him to give you money. It's not going to happen. So who can be bold enough, strong enough to say, look, Mitch, let's have a conversation. You know, I'll give a little, you give a little. We need to make this happen so we can beat these Democrats. But I don't know. Ron DeSantis haven't even put his name in the hat. And I don't need to go to another rally. I don't need to go to Mar-a-Lago. If Ron DeSantis does not get in the race, I'm going to vote for Trump in the primary. If Ron DeSantis was in the race right now as it stands, I'll vote for DeSantis. And if Donald Trump ended up winning the primary, I'll vote for Donald Trump in the primary. It's just really that simple. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I saw this clip last night, actually, and I showed my wife and she cussed. I'm going to be honest, she cussed. Me and her both could not believe what we saw from this Disney Plus kids show. It baffles me at the level of propaganda that they push to young children in an effort to revive racism in America. I believe that racism is dead. Or let me say it like this, because people may not understand the concept of dead. I believe that racism is on life support. It's gurgling. It's doing a death gurgle. But for some reason, people are trying to hook them up to the ventilator and everything. They literally trying to revive racism in our country. And it's dying. And they can't do it with adults because adults are old enough to understand where we were and where we are today, and that's a different perspective. But they want to do it for the kids. Let me play this clip of literally CRT propaganda pushed in a cartoon from Disney. Roll the clip.
This country was built on slavery, which means
slaves built this country.
Tilled this land from sea to sea to sea. First there was rice, tobacco, sugar cane.
Then Whitney did his thing and cotton became king.
And we were its soldiers.
4 million strong.
Fighting for America's freedoms, even though we remained America's
slaves.
Built this country. The descendants of slaves continue to build it.
Slaves built this country.
And we, the descendants of slaves in America, have earned reparations for their suffering.
And continue to earn reparations every moment we spend submerged in the systemic prejudice, racism, and
white supremacy
that America was founded with and still has not atoned for.
Slaves built this country.
Not only field hands, but carpenters, masons,
blacksmiths, musicians, inventors built cities from Jamestown to New Orleans to Banneker,
Washington.
40 acres and a mule.
We'll take the 40 acres, keep the mule.
We made your families rich.
From the southern plantation heirs
to the northern bankers
to the New England ship owners,
the founding fathers,
former presidents,
current senators,
the Illuminati, the New World Order.
Slaves built this country.
We had Tubman,
Turner,
Frederick D.
Didn't they say Lincoln freed the slaves?
But slaves were men.
And women.
And only we can free ourselves.
Emancipation is not freedom.
Jim Crow, segregation, redlining, public schools feeding private prisons, where we become slaves again.
As we celebrate Juneteenth
for the umpteenth time,
our account is still outstanding.
Because this country was built on slavery, which means
slaves built this country.
And we demand our 40 acres and a mule.
Bump that.
You can keep the mule.
Keep the 40.
We're taking our freedom.
Now, you wonder why young black kids that subscribe to this and parents are I want to say dumb, but I'm not going to call them dumb and falling behind in this country. I'm not going to call them that and say that they're doing that. But you wonder why it still goes on today because of the propaganda that they're teaching. It's weird to me because as a Christian, the thing is that they literally only talk about black people during slavery. Like, what happened to all the black people in between that have been able to accomplish tremendous things in this country? They always got to go all the way back. Everything black people talk about is slavery. I'm wondering, 200 years from now, will black people still be complaining about slavery? Because last time I checked, and this is just a fact, white people ain't a threat to black people like black people are. All you got to do is go to any inner city community. Who's killing black people in the inner city? It's black people. What else is killing black people? Ignorance. Eating poor diets. And if you see the cartoon had the little girls leading and the little boy was a little coward in the back pumping his fist every time they gave him a chance to talk. It's building up an ideology in a society where it's raised by women. And that's not a society that functions. A society that functions is having a strong father, a male, that's the leader of the household. And obviously a wife that is supportive of the husband and the husband is supportive of the wife. And as a family together, they build something that's special. But they want it to be the matriarchy. I think it's matriarchy. They want it to be the matriarchy. They want the women. Women are so empowered and all this other stuff. And the little boy down there looking like a punk. And this is what they want our society to become. Black people are so far past slavery, it ain't funny. We all so mixed up. We don't know who from... How do I know I'm a descendant from slaves? How? I looked up my family tree. I got white people in my family tree. Well, how do I know that I'm a descendant from slaves? Because of my skin color? Then you got light-skinned black people talking about fight the power. You half white right now. Not generations ago. Right now, your mama was white. And you oppressed. Wait a minute, bruh. Your oppression should cancel out. Because if you're oppressed because you're black and white privilege exists, then that means your stuff canceled out. You start at ground zero. No, they the main ones. Main ones pumping their fists confused. It is troubling to me. And I feel like I'm the one crying in the wilderness about the truth. We got to stop doing this. If we want our young people to grow up with any level of confidence to achieve all that God has planned for them, you got to stop being a victim. It's like black people exploded in success after slavery. And then it's like we went up and then we going back down. Martin Luther King was fighting for civil rights. And now we fighting for a man who lost his legs, but he could hobble around and stab people to death. Nearly. The one guy's in critical condition. He could die. He's stabbing people and threatening cops with a knife. They shoot him. They out protesting. But then Sakaria Turner gets murdered by two thugs who happen to be black, and they don't say nothing, man. She had $14,000 in her account on her GoFundMe. $14,000. These thugs get millions. Nobody cares when a black kill a black. And I say nobody. Obviously, I'm generalizing. I care. It's sad when I see that. It's sad when I see black people just destroy their own communities. It's sad to me. It's sad when I left the black community, when I went to college and I realized we are doing this all wrong. And nobody's going to tell us that we're doing it wrong. They're just going to let us be stupid and let us keep blaming the white man and being the victim. Let us glorify being uneducated, glorify sports and entertainment, but we don't seek to achieve anything else because nobody's telling us about nothing else. We don't believe we can be doctors and lawyers growing up. Not all of us. Nobody's talking about that. Unless your parents are high achievers. Unless your parents have gotten out of the matrix. But for all the other young black kids growing up in these inner cities, you don't believe you can be a doctor. Nobody taught me. You too dumb. The white man ain't never going to let you be a doctor. The white man ain't never going to let you do this. This is what you taught when you were a young black man in America. Why don't they talk about that? Grandma is oppressing you, not the white man. Her issue she had from 60 years ago, 50 years ago, she done passed that generational trauma down to you, and you should not have that trauma. Because people fought that you may be free. People fought so you can vote. Good white people passed legislation so black people can have fairness in this country. If you're a man of God, a woman of God, and you believe in Christ, there's no way you can still be crying about slavery. I've forgiven them a long time ago. And I've forgiven the dirty black people who sold them. And you got to understand that God turned this mess into a success. I'm thankful that my forefather, my ancestors persevered and fought that I may have an opportunity to have freedom here. They didn't have what I have. Instead of me being and complaining all day, how about you get off your rear end and do something about it? Go get a job. Go start a business. I think I started like 5 businesses already. What's holding you back? Maybe I'm the crazy one. I'm always talking about black people, but I feel like black people are the main ones out here looking crazy. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Off Stadium Show. Salem News Channel will offer live anchor coverage on the State of the Union tonight, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern from Washington, D.C. We'll bring you President Biden's speech uninterrupted. We can't promise that he won't be interrupted because his brain doesn't work, but we won't interrupt the program. And then we'll show you the Republican response. Immediately following will be an in-depth analysis from Salem News Channel personalities such as Mike Gallagher and others. And no, I'm not a part of that others. I just want you to, so people are asking me. Live coverage begins tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central on Salem News Channel. Just go to salemnewschannel.com or the app with the same name. Load it on your Apple or Android store or watch it on Roku. Just type in Salem News Channel into the search bar. Bookkeep the website so you can continue to watch it. All right, I want to stop talking about this because I do talk about black people all the time, but it's just horrifying to see videos where little people still talking about slavery. Like black people have done nothing but be slaves in this country. It's like they act like we went from slavery to today. It's like, man, we've come a long way from slavery. And why we complaining as if slavery was unique to black people? Everybody was slaves at one point in this country. Quit crying all the time. You know, it's funny because it's just so many other races of people, groups of people that don't complain like black people do. I just can't believe it. I remember I was a cop and I put people up on traffic. And the black people be the only ones arguing about, you pull me over because I'm black. I ain't even do nothing. Why you pull me over? It's like, bro, do you realize that only black people act like this? From my personal experience, I'm not saying that it's maybe some white people, but I've never pulled over a white person to act like that. But it's like black people act like this all the time. And it's not because it's in our DNA. It's because of brainwashing. We have been brainwashed and we are the most susceptible to manipulation out of any race in America. Black folks are the prime group of people for manipulation. And for some reason, we just don't see it. We believe right is wrong and wrong is right. I do not believe it. And I'm not saying every black person, because there's black people that listening right now that just like me, that's intelligent and can see the big picture. But I would argue that most black people can't. I think most, not all, but I think most. It's just crazy to me, because if it wasn't most, then Republican would be 50-50 black. But the fact that voting for Republican is 90% black, most black people don't get it. There's no way you get it when you're voting for Democrats. The Democrats have proven nothing to black people in America. No, absolutely nothing. We want our 40-acre, we want our reparations. Barack Obama's the first black president. And how many reparations did he give y'all? Zero. But he was the first black president, even though he's biracial. He's the first black president. But, you know, there's so many more things that black people could be focused on and that should be more mainstream. Racism ain't one of them. You know, in the black community, and I don't know about the white community because I didn't grow up white, but sexual abuse is a huge thing in the black community. You know, you can't find a black woman, rarely, that haven't been sexually abused to some degree by a man in the family. Uncle so-and-so is a creep. So-and-so is a creep. You know, it's prevalent. It could be very well prevalent in the white community. I can't speak to that because I didn't grow up white. But why don't we talk about that, though? Can't leave so-and-so over Uncle so-and-so house because he's touching them. Every woman I know that's black has had a fallout with somebody in the family who was trying to touch him and do stuff with him. Grown man. It's like the education. Why is it that getting a good education is not at the forefront of the culture that black people have adopted? And people may say, oh, no, bro, that ain't true. That didn't happen like that. They ain't it. When I was in school, and my daddy had the same scenario. When I was in school, they used to say, you trying to be white. If you got a good education, you was articulate, you tried to speak properly, you would get bullied by other young black men. Not white kids, they never talk to you about that. They'll be your friend. Black kids will bully you. And it's because they mama and them raised them that way. They daddy raised them that way. Or the lack thereof having a dad. Conditioned them to believe that it's wrong to be smart. It's wrong to enunciate your words. It's wrong to want to achieve. It's wrong to not want to be a football player. I remember dudes that didn't play sports when I was going to school. We used to think they were lame. Bro, you don't play no sports. It was you get shunned if you're not active in sports when you were my age. I mean, you was growing up where I grew up. And that may be prevalent for other communities. I don't know. I didn't live in them. But like there's bigger things that we could be talking about. I really wish black people weren't so susceptible to manipulation from politicians. I really wish that was one thing we should talk about. Diversifying your vote. You cannot be a monolith in voting. You get nothing done in the country. One party that guarantee to get your vote, they don't want to work for you because they know they got you. And the party that know they can't get you, they're not going to come and date you. They're not going to take you out for dinner. They have no chance. It's a lose-lose for you if you don't diversify your vote. There's no group in America that's so biased in voting as in black people. For a party that was the party of slavery, which I would argue that most black people don't even know. Jim Crow, Democrats, people that, you know, the Republicans' party was created to fight against slavery. Anyway. But I can go on and on and on 100 years about this. It saddens me that they would make a video like that and push it to our young babies. And the black leaders root them on, cheer them, pat them on the back. And people like DeSantis and others that ain't black is calling it out and saying this is enough is enough. Y'all not teaching that. That has nothing to do with black history. Critical race theory has nothing to do with the productivity of young people, black or white. But anyway, call in 844-900-7243. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm gonna tell you about not my pillow. I gotta tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day and it works. And that's why I'm telling you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, and you don't got to get prescriptions and all that stuff, then Relief Factor is your supplement. I mean, Relief Factor is an incredible company on top of having a good supplement. My mother-in-law loves Relief Factor. I mean, all of the above. So give it a try. And I'm telling you, if you're a person that's listening to me and you contemplating in your mind, or you're tired of having joint discomfort and inflammation and all that stuff, and you're looking for a solution, give Relief Factor a try. Go to relieffactor.com or call the number 804-RELIEF. All right, let me get a couple people in. Bill from Texas, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks, I appreciate it. And one of the things I want to say right now is, man, you got to keep preaching that stuff. I know it drives you crazy, but people need to realize black, white, brown, green, yellow, all that. It the difference between class valedictorian and the guy voted most likely to do hard time is effort. End of story. And there's a class valedictorian in every school. So anyway, keep that up. As far as Donald Trump, earlier you were talking about Donald Trump, whether he's a narcissist or insecure. He's both of those things, and he's always been both of those things. He was attacking his own people during the debates when he was running in the primary. It doesn't change who he is. I wish that he would just stop talking like that about DeSantis, because can you imagine a Trump DeSantis ticket? There would be a doggone Republican in the White House for the next 12 years. End of story.
Right.
End of story. But he is who he is, and so, and that's not going to change. And so I'd love to give DeSantis a chance. I think he would do the same thing Trump did. I really do. He's done that for the state of Florida. He's well spoken. He doesn't take any crap from the media. When he calls them out just like Trump does, but he does it with a little more class, I guess. I think he would be the same kind of president. I think he'd be the same kind of president Trump is. I don't think either way we lose. I would love to see Trump again, because I think he could get there a little earlier and start the ball rolling right away, because he's already been there. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it. DeSantis is going to have to take a few minutes to get his sea legs and to build the alliances. And Trump just says, I don't care, here's what we're going to do, and then he does it. And I don't think we can lose either way, but if he would just put himself aside and team up with DeSantis instead of doing what he's doing, I think we would have a Republican for the next 12 years.
100%. Bill from Texas, thank you so much for the call. I agree with you 1,000%. Nobody could have said it better. I'm just telling you, like I said, when the transition from 2020, the stolen election thing kind of died down, because whether they stole it or not, it's at some point we have to move forward. And once that started dying down, I felt like President Trump was still this lingering giant. People were like, oh, I wish that he would, and all these people were saying, oh, I wish he was the president again. Man, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have voted for so-and-so. There was a lot of people doing that too, having buyer's remorse with Joe Biden, because they thought that Joe Biden would return peace and sanity into politics, and they could just walk away and never look back. And that definitely is not what was going to happen or what happened. But then he goes off and it's like, no, man, lift DeSantis up, brag on DeSantis, big DeSantis, because if DeSantis come out against you and all you've been doing is pumping him up and lifting him up, you can say, hey, man, why are you coming after me? I helped you get elected and I support you. Then DeSantis will look bad. But Donald Trump had to just take a step back and say, and I would have been very much still in 100% support of Trump if he would have said, I would love to see a DeSantis ticket. When they start trying to pit him against DeSantis, he's like, hey, I would love for DeSantis to be my VP. We'll take over the world. If he said this stuff like that, man, it'd be just, brains will be popping. Ron DeSantis joining Trump on a tour around the country. Oh, my God. But narcissism and the lack thereof being led by God is what makes Trump act the way he do, and he will never change unless he gets saved. All right, I'm running out of time, but I want to get you in. So if you're holding on the phone, just hold the phone. I'm going to try to get you in as soon as we get past the break. I think we're almost to the break. Where are we at on the break? Ding. All right, 10 seconds. All right, hold the phone. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back. Sean, I forgot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm on a day. Been a long day. Been a long day. They putting these print machines in here, doing the power. Oh, my God. My head is hurting. All the stuff that I had to do today. But I want to tell you about the new MyPillow 2.0. Mike Lindell invented MyPillow, and it had been or has it, it had everything that you could think about that you would need in a pillow nearly 20 years ago. But 20 years later, he has now discovered new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the potential or has the patented adjustable feel of the original MyPillow. Now with the brand new fabric that is made with the temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is soft, smooth, and the coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, MyPillow 2.0 is a buy one, get one free offer. So go to MyPillow.com, put in discount code Brandon. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's just towards the end of the day. Help me, Lord. All right, Julie Ann from Philly. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Officer Tatum, it's good to talk to you. I just want to comment about that Disney piece that you played. And I didn't have the visual, but the sound was enough, and it got the point across. And I think it's disgusting. And I know that Walt is rotating in his grave because this is not what he set out to do originally. And it needs to be pulled. I don't know how it gets. You can pull it, but it just needs to be pulled, definitely, because these kids don't need that. And besides, a lot of the immigrants were the ones who basically built this country. I know for a fact the Italians and the Irish, they all were working on the railroads, to build the railroads. I'm not sure what the blacks may have been asked to do or requested to do. And that may have been before all of this, but during the time of immigration, during the potato famine and everything, there were a lot of immigrants that came to America. And they all had their little communities, and it was like nobody mixed with each other. And it was basically like the blacks in a way, because it's like they weren't welcome in different places. But I just wanted to pass that on to you and say that it wasn't totally the blacks.
Right. Julianne, thank you so much for the call. And I agree. I mean, we all helped build this country. I don't understand. It's stupid to me that the concept of picking cotton, the concept of growing crops, the concept of farming, and all of these things were foreign, I would argue, to slaves. The white man made them do it, but also taught them how to do these things. So you're saying that you built the country when the other person came up with the idea. Unfortunately, you were slaves and had to do the work that they created, the ideas that they had, the structure that was built by these people, not you. You just so happened to be a slave in this system and became free in this system. And I think that black people had a lot of contributions to the United States of America, but not, it's embarrassing and shameful for one group to say, I built this country. We built this country. And if anybody can tout, it's probably going to be the white people. But overall, you have to look at the totality of circumstance. You say, okay, slavery did have a part in building this country. Somebody had to do the work, and the work was done on the backs of black slaves and others. Everybody didn't own slaves. So the people who couldn't afford slaves, they were out there breaking their back picking cotton. It's funny because, I mean, you could go ask a random person today. They think only black people pick cotton in the South. Only black people. And every black person was a slave, and every white person owned a black slave. It's like, brother, you had to be very wealthy. You had to have money to be able to own slaves, especially if you owned a ton of slaves. Meaning you, large plantations, the people were very wealthy. People could not afford to get that many slaves. And what did they have to do? They had to go work on their own. People that didn't have slaves, how do you, people act like the whole country as we know it today was all slave run. No, it wasn't. That was in the South. In the North, they had indentured servants, in which indentured servants who were black did better than whites who would migrate here because they came here with nothing. After indentured servitude, you had promises, you had land, you had money. And yeah, some people got defrauded here and there. But overall, the blacks that were in indentured servitude did far better than slaves and far better than whites who migrated here. The whole country wasn't about slaves. Everybody helped. Everybody had a piece in the puzzle to build America. That's why we're so diverse. And that's why there's so many great things here. Because there's so many pockets of people that have done so many tremendous things. Look at American culture. It's so diverse. You got soul food. You got Italian food. You got barbecue. You got pizza. You know what I mean? With pizza is Italian. And you got sushi. And you got Mexican food. And you got, you know, I see all kind of food. Indian food is my favorite. But you also got the culture that come with that, and ideas and inventions and innovation, all coming from different groups of people. Africans who come over here after slavery, they were not slaves. They don't come from the same generations as people who came from slavery. They came here after slavery. They have nothing to do with slavery. And many of them have come here and done great things in America. It's just sad that they teach the kids to be dumb and be victims. Stop being like that. You should love everybody. How about you focus on your faith in God and love your neighbor as yourself? Quit trying to say, I'm better than you. You better than me. We better than you. Just stop it already. Anyway, I'll tell you guys about Relief Factor before I go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, Relief Factor is your supplement. If you're looking for a supplement that can help your body fight off inflammation, Relief Factor is your supplement. If you want a supplement that's 100% drug-free, Relief Factor is your supplement. If you want a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I can say that 1,000 times. I can go down the list, but I want you to give it a try. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, and get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. That is relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. That is 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, approaching the last segment. Thank you all for calling in. I got one more caller. And just because you hung in there, I'm going to get you on the radio. Robert from Pennsylvania, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Awesome. Officer Tatum, thank you so much for taking my call. Hey, you don't need any more history lessons from us tonight, but just please hear me out really quick. I wish you would just stop wasting your time fighting with these silly leftist liberals and everything and run for Congress. You're a ball of motivation and inspiration for all of us. I just wish that you would get out of Arizona and get into a state where you could get into a winnable election right away and get yourself into Washington, because you would be amazing for this country, sir.
Oh, thank you, Robert. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Honestly, for the call.
We need you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Robert. You know, I thought about running, you know, but I got too much going on, man. I got way too much going on to run. You know, I could support somebody to run, but, you know, running for office is a absolute nightmare. And I want nothing to do with asking people for money or nothing. I'm an entrepreneur, and I want to be an entrepreneur. That's what I want to be. I will support you on the radio. Maybe if God called me specifically to do Congress or something like that, I'll do it. But outside of that, it's like, I don't want nothing to do with it. It's just too messy for me. And I be then got kicked out of there because I ain't taking no bull. But anyway, I think that's a great gesture, Robert. I really appreciate that you think that way. And I'll be honest, you know, sometimes I really do think that I could probably do it and do well. But I love Arizona. It's the most beautiful place to live that don't have water. And when it's not the summertime, when it's the summertime, I feel like I'm literally in hell and I don't want to go outside and I literally bake. However, in the wintertime, this is heaven. Beautiful, wet, 75 degrees, 65 degrees, not a cloud in the sky most days, but most beautiful weather. That's why they're having a Super Bowl here. But anywho, hey, I really appreciate you guys listening to the radio show. Sorry I was a little loopy today. I've literally been up since 5 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, because I'm trying to work out and I got a lot of stuff I have to do here for the business. They just plugged all the electricity in here. They just did the print machines. They ran a test on them. We got so much going on today. And so been kind of loopy. So thank you for listening and pray for me. See y'all tomorrow. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.